My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Jonathan Allen, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com. For more information, welcome back to the show, Jonathan. How are you today?
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Appreciate you for having me.
Of course, man. Looking forward to it. How was your off season?
It was good. Glad to definitely be back. It was good, though. Got to travel around a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, give us a couple of your destinations.
Yeah, any exotic spots?
Yeah, we went to Machu Picchu, Easter Island.
I never heard of it.
Santiago. Couple good spots.
Right.
Oh, you did the South American tour.
Yeah.
Did you get some gaming in over your vacation? Or, you know, the time off?
Not as much as I would like. You know, spent a lot more time traveling, seeing family. My brother-in-law and my little sister both graduated college.
Nice.
A lot of family stuff going on, so not as much.
What is the game you need to catch up on? Is there a title that's out? You're like, I'm missing the boat. I need to catch up.
Dude, there's so many. You got Black Myth Wukong that just came out. You got Space Marines 2. There's a lot of them out there. So, you know,
Are you the best? I don't know anything about this world. Are you the best gamer on the team?
You know, I'm slowly making my way from like multiplayer games to a lot of single player games. So, I'm starting to give up the competitive aspect in my video games and just more relaxing, just single player, taking my time, doing my own thing, kind of style.
So on a roadie, you know, like to Tampa, did you bring like a setup with you, like a gaming system or a computer? Does it make the trip? Or is it all business?
Absolutely not. Maybe during the preseason, but during the regular season, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's got to be promoting. Can you imagine a coach knocking on the door and you're freaking playing one of those games?
You know, he has some time back in his hotel room, some
private
time.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in his playbook or watching film.
It was better than going out to a nightclub.
It is, yeah, but dude, there's no way they want that. I can't imagine. No. Are there guys that do that?
Guys that are like playing, no. I know we brought a lot of practice squad guys who didn't play. I think some of them might have, but for the most part, not really. I mean, you're not there for a long enough time to really justify bringing it. So
right.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I might be surprised. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about this game. Disappointing, obviously. I know you guys had bigger expectations. I know you're excited. I know you love the staff. Everything, all about that. I'm gonna do what the guys say. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you here. All right.
People were saying that 4 years ago.
To tell the truth Tuesday?
Yes, to tell you the truth. So I thought you guys, specifically the interior of the line, you guys were tremendous, I thought, with pass rush. It sucked that you weren't able to bring him down and hold him. I'm sure you guys are like, want to kill you. Well, you know, you're banging your head against the wall about that. But tell me where I'm wrong. Even though the numbers may not look awful, I felt like we were getting gutted kind of up the middle running. And part of that is Baker evading you guys when you would get pressure. But where am I wrong? Or explain it to me.
I mean, I would say the thing that's disappointing about it is going into the fourth quarter, I think they had like 54 rushing yards. Mm-hmm. So, like, numbers-wise, we weren't doing as bad as it may look. But then the last drive, and I think they broke off two long runs, or the last couple drives, they break off two long runs, and things got out of hand at the very end. But I feel like it wasn't as clean, obviously, as we liked. Mm-hmm. But it's not like we're just getting overmanned, we're getting outmatched, you know what I mean? It's things that are all correctable, so... You know, we're excited about the opportunity to go out there this Sunday and, you know, show the improvements that we've made and, you know, go from there.
Jonathan, did you guys notice, was it noticeable for you when Bucky Irving came in, the rookie, as opposed to Rashad White? Rashad White gets most of the work there, but Irving, like, he just looks like he's more explosion to his game than White, who's, you know, a good all-around player, just doesn't have that same sort of burst as Irving.
You know, two definitely different style of backs. Obviously, when Irving comes in the game, it's like, all right, you know, we understand what kind of player he is, and we got to watch out for what he does well. But, yeah, I mean, Rashad White's no slouch either. So it was something that we knew what both backs had for strengths and weaknesses, and, you know, Irving was able to get a couple plays on us.
Yeah, I mean, Rashad White had 106 total yards in the game, so he did some damage.
Yeah. I mean, obviously – Look, defensively, it wasn't what we wanted. But, you know, we're not going to panic after 1 week. There's a lot of things that we can correct, and we're going to correct. I have the utmost faith in this staff and the players to make the necessary adjustments and changes. And, you know, we're going to do that come Sunday.
John, I would never ask you to criticize a teammate. Never. And I'm not asking you now. I'm asking you a positive part, right? But we, the fans, are getting frustrated watching Manuel Forbes and having a hard time. Can you explain to me, and I'm not being a jerk, I'm being honest, I'm sure he does things well. What does he do well? What am I missing? Like, what is he good at? I'm not being a jerk.
No, I understand. I mean, first of all, 6'2", huge wingspan, runs a 4.3. It's tough because, for one, I don't really know a lot on the back end.
Right.
That I feel like I'm...
Yeah, but you're more qualified than me. You're more qualified than me.
Yeah, you know, when I look at it as I got to make sure that I'm doing my job to make the guys on the back end's job easier, you know. I think that when you look at a DB compared to a D lineman, when a DB makes a mistake, everybody notices it, as opposed to a defensive line making a mistake. Mm-hmm. You might not notice it unless you know exactly what you're looking for or unless they just gas you right up where you're supposed to be, you know what I mean? So that's why I say DB's got to be the most psychologically unstable people in this world, because they got to have an unreal amount of confidence. They got to be able to have a bad play and shake back like nothing ever happened. You got to be a little delusional to play defensive back. So it's definitely not an easy position. So, you know, I'm just going to focus on what I have to do to make sure I make everybody's job around me easier.
Did you feel like Baker had a lot of time to throw with the 30 dropbacks?
I feel like we got to him. We just didn't finish. And I think that's the most frustrating part, you know. Beating the offensive line is just half the battle. And once you get to the quarterback, you got to finish him. I mean, sacks are just too valuable, too game-changing. And I know myself, I missed like three of them. So definitely something that's going to be a point of emphasis this week for me. And, got to be better moving forward with that.
It's time for the Pizza Bowlies question of the week. Pizza Bowlies offering wing subs and more. Pizza Bowlies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bowlies app for easy ordering. What made Baker Mayfield so elusive in the week one matchup with Tampa Bay? That's from Dan in Rockville.
I would say the thing that is very underrated for quarterback, maybe to the average fan, is the footwork. Mm-hmm. He had very good footwork in the pocket and, you know, just being a savvy vet, was able to, you know, worm his way out of a lot of plays. You know, I'm going to take more blame. Obviously, you got to give him credit. I mean, he's the number one overall pick in 2014 or 2018. But as a defensive lineman, once you get back there, you got to finish. So we just have to be better in that aspect. Credit to them, though.
Joined by Jonathan Allen, presented by Main Street Bank. Is Baker a smack talker in game? He seems like he'd be a little bit of a smack talker at times.
You know, I don't think we really talked to each other the entire game. Hmm. At least not when I was out there. I didn't see anything, so I can definitely see it, but yeah.
What about Mike Evans? Does he like to yap a little bit? I know, like, if he sees Marshawn Lattimore on the other side of the field, he's going to fight him. I know he's not on your team, but when the Saints and the Bucks get together, those dudes hate each other.
I think I think that's just a case of divisional rivals. I mean, when we play Philadelphia, when we play Dallas, when we play New York, it's just a little different energy. You know what I mean? So I could definitely see them getting like that when they play the Saints.
Well, can you talk about Jamin's development and his transition? And, you know, he popped a little bit early for sure. You know, he's making plays in the preseason. You see the growth there. Can you just talk about Jamin a little bit?
When you have an athlete of that magnitude, and like people don't really understand how athletic he is. He's very athletic. He's one of those guys you have to find a space for, and you have to find an opportunity for him to use his athletic ability. And I think he found it. I really have. I've been very impressed with how he's been able to pick up the playbook, how he's been able to pick up the technique and trust the scheme that he's being taught. And I mean, I'm really, really happy for him that he's found a place where he can thrive at and use his athletic ability. And I think he looks good. I mean, he looks really good.
That one play that, you know, where he got the penetration, I mean, he was so quick off the line.
He got around worse.
I mean, you guys call that get off, right? I mean, his get off was crazy on that one. I mean, is it consistently great, or did he just time that one well?
I mean, when it comes to Jamin, I think the thing is he's going to have to try to string together consistently good plays. And, I mean, the thing that's going to be hard is he doesn't have the nuance that all of us have, because we've been playing D-line our entire life.
Right.
So it's going to take time for him to get it, but he's picking it up so fast. And he's starting to do little things that, you know, veterans start to do. And, I've been very impressed with him. I'm excited to see him continue to grow in that role.
So, John, we didn't talk to you really all off season. So I kind of want to get your overall impressions on Jaden. Maybe you've got a story of the first time you met him and what you saw really in training camp that's impressed you and carried over into this regular season.
The thing that's impressed me about Jaden the most is probably the thing that drew his work ethic and how he carries himself. You know, I really feel like it's hard for a lot of rookies to come in the league with the amount of pressure that he has and carry himself the way he has. One of our hardest workers already, does all the little things right that you want to see. I want to see my quarterback being one of the first people there. I want to see my quarterback being one of the last people out the door and how he carries himself at practice. But it's not a cockiness. It's a confidence and a belief in what he can do and what this offense can do. So it's exciting to see. I'm just ready to see more of it.
Honestly. Has he run away from you in practice?
Oh, yeah. His speed is undeniable, for sure.
What about the throws? We didn't see him sort of execute a lot of stuff downfield. Was that Cliff just kind of slow playing it, want him to have kind of an easy week, or did he just miss some stuff? Like, talk about his passing growth.
I don't know. You know, I do know that as a rookie quarterback, there's going to be bumps and pains, and there's going to be games you want to see more. There's going to be games where there's this or there's that. But, I mean, that's just part of the NFL. Every rookie has to go through it. You know what I mean? It's not going to be pretty. It's adjusting to the speed of the game, the pace of the game. Guys are going to be scheming for him, find out how people are going to attack you and what you can do to counteract that. So there's a lot of things that he's going to have to learn this season. But I feel like with the way he works and his mindset, I think he's the right guy to go out there and overcome all the challenges.
As a rookie, did Jonathan Allen have a welcome to the NFL moment?
Yeah, it was my fifth game. It was a game I got hurt. I came off the ball the drop before, and I had a broken foot, and I broke my foot. But at the time, I never really had a lower body injury, so I really wasn't sure, like, what it was. So I tried to play through it. And then the next drive, I come off the ball and couldn't run, couldn't do anything. And I just remember the offensive guard. We were playing San Francisco at home, and he just came up and he just crushed me. And I just remember thinking, I will never put myself in a position to ever let that happen again. And, you know, that was my last play of my rookie season, so I had to wait all offseason to get the next opportunity next year.
John, what was it like just in the offseason, just having to get to know the entire different coaching staff, right? Now, you went through this before, obviously, when Ron came in, but I don't think there was such an overhaul in the roster. You can correct me if I'm wrong. In 2019 to 2020, but a bunch of different guys, I'm going to say, I don't know, 25, 30 different guys on the roster, plus all the new coaches. What was that like?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, it was refreshing, you know. The guys we brought in and the coaches we brought in were all working towards the same goal. And I can't say I've always had that in the past. Mm-hmm. So it's refreshing to see guys who are this close, even though we really haven't been together that long. And these amount of guys and coaches who are all dedicated to one common goal. We're not pulling in different directions. Everybody understands what the goal is, and everyone's working towards that goal. And there's a standard of what it's going to be to get towards that goal. So it's exciting. It really is.
What was, to tell you the truth, Monday? We're kind of getting a kick out of that because I'm like, well, guys go through film everywhere. They do it in eighth grade. What's different about To Tell You the Truth Monday or whatever Coach Quinn is calling it?
I think the thing that's nice is you'll be surprised how many times players want to be told the truth in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And it sounds crazy because the fans and the internet are ruthless. You got to stay off it during the season. Mm-hmm. But I think confidence is such a big thing for players that sometimes a coach will try to lessen the severity of something to not kill their confidence. But I think there's a way to be honest without killing confidence. And I think that's what our coaching staff does. They're not trying to kill our confidence, but they're truthful and they're not going to let things slide. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's the biggest difference between this year and, you know, previous years.
How hands-on is Dan versus Witt with you guys?
You know, Coach Quinn being the head coach, he has to balance being on the offense and the defense side. But, I mean, he is running around like a maniac 24/7, bouncing in the different position groups, unit meetings. It's awesome to see him. We see him a lot. We hear him a lot. He's going to the defense side during practice, coaching us up, going to the offense side, talking to them. So it's really cool to see.
Right.
So it's a lot different than what Ron was doing and how he interacted with you guys last year.
You know, I really don't want to get into the comparison game because, I mean, I genuinely like Coach Ron Rivera as a person and a coach. But, you know, I thoroughly enjoy playing for Coach Quinn, and I think it speaks volume when you have guys around the league who want to come and play for this team because of Coach Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right, so how do you tell the guys? I mean, I'm sure the staff knows Daniel Jones's history against you guys. Everyone in the country is making fun of him, and yet he's like 5-1 or whatever, a lifetime against you guys.
Yeah. No, I mean, the biggest thing for us is, you know, don't let the past rear its ugly head, you know. And we've all known what he's done against us in the past, but this is a new regime, new team, new season. So we're going to go in there. We're going to break down the film. We're going to look at what we got to do to attack, and we're going to go out there and execute at a high level. And, you know, people forget that this is the NFL, and if you don't take anybody seriously or you overlook anybody, anybody in this league can make you look silly and make you look foolish. So We're locked in and ready to play.
Well, what type of player do you think Daniel Jones is, from your eyes, from your experience?
I think he's a guy that if you let him, his legs will absolutely crush you. I think, you know, he doesn't get the reputation as a scrambling quarterback, but if you let him, I mean, he runs a 4.5, low 4.6, high 4.5. He can run away from defenders. He's big, strong, athletic, big arm. He's got Malik Nabers, so they got some talent. We just got to make sure we're going out there and we're executing and playing our brand of football.
I know you don't give a flying blank, okay? I know you don't. But what do you say to fans that, like, their knee-jerk reaction after last week is up, same old, you know, skin, same old commander, same, you know. Can you promise, can you guarantee we're going to have a better season than last year?
I don't want to get into guarantees, but my reaction to that is, you know, they have every right. It's our job to go out there and provide a product on the field that they can be proud of, and we didn't do that week one. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity. I know the team is, and we're ready to play on Sunday. Right. We're going to come out there, and we're going to play some damn good football. So, you know, I'm not going to get big into guarantees. I'm just going to focus on what I got to do to get better each week, and everybody on this roster and on the staff is doing the same thing, and we're going to come out with a good mindset on Sunday.
You can't guarantee me, like, seven?
Seven.
Like, if it's less than seven, I'm not going to be happy.
I can guarantee a lot of things, but at the end of the day, guarantees never work out. Even if you're right, even if you're wrong, it's just better to just, hey, under promise, over deliver.
I know you're too smart. I tried, yeah. But you're too smart.
Week to week.
Well, Jonathan, we're pulling for you against the Giants, and we're pumped that you're back with us for another season. We'll talk to you again next week. Okay.
Sweet. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Yep. Thank you, buddy.
That's Jonathan Allen, right. Presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Here's some more information. We'll do EB's entertainment page next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.